Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Throughout this series, we've been delving into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. We've explored how the Book of Psalms was traditionally divided into five books, each containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Over the course of these episodes, we have explored the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalms. We've learned that while a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalms. Now, to conclude our journey through Book 1, let's grab our Bibles and dive into Psalm chapter 41, the final chapter of this devotional series. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor! The Lord rescues them when they are in trouble. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. He gives them prosperity in the land and rescues them from their enemies. The Lord nurses them when they are sick and restores them to health. O Lord, I prayed, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. But my enemies say nothing but evil about me. How soon will he die and be forgotten? They ask. They visit me as if they were my friends, but all the while they gather gossip, and when they leave, they spread it everywhere. All who hate me whisper about me, imagining the worst. He has some fatal disease, they say. He will never get out of that bed. Even my best friend, the one I trusted completely, the one who shared my food, has turned against me. Lord, have mercy on me. Make me well again, so I can pay them back. I know you are pleased with me, for you have not let my enemies triumph over me. You have preserved my life because I am innocent. You have brought me into your presence forever. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Once again, that was the 41st chapter of the Book of Psalms, which was read from the New Living Translation. With our journey through Book 1 of the Psalms now complete, let's discuss and explore the verses we just went over a little more in depth. David confessed his sin to the Lord and asked for mercy, and yet he also claimed that he was innocent, which was written in verse 12. He knew that the Lord would forgive him and that he was clean, yet he continued to ask for forgiveness and mercy. David could assert his innocence and his shortcomings at the same time. Some Christians today rest on Christ's forgiveness and do not do enough repentance, allowing Jesus to change their hearts. Other Christians are all too aware of their sins but do not allow themselves to feel the confidence that comes from the grace-filled forgiveness of the Savior. Walk with Jesus and live with both humility and confidence. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time, and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. How can you rest secure in God's forgiveness, and in that security honestly evaluate your life and where you need to change? How can you show real kindness to the poor and those in need? Before ending this episode for the last part of this devotional series, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. Our next devotional series will be a revisit of our past episodes on 1st and 2nd Peter and the Book of Jude, which were originally released from October to November of 2023. This is a perfect chance to re-engage with these truths. Just as the Book of Deuteronomy, in chapter 6, verses 6 through 7, reminds us to repeat them again and again to your children, making God's Word a constant part of our lives, the New Testament affirms this ancient practice. Paul writes in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, "So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ." Re-listening to these devotionals is an opportunity to let God's Word sink deeper into your heart and mind, building up your faith as you hear His truth once more. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.